Late January thaw, refugees, fragments. The Christmas cactus opens like white gulls diving toward the sea, their red beaks leading. The late January thaw gives my muscles peace, and I put off deadlines. If I could join my breath with others across the oceans, if we could share the air, atmosphere be love's common lungs. The student recently released from solitary in Iran says his cell was 6 by 7, and he's over 6 feet tall. There was no bed, but he took comfort to know others in the building, also in solitary, were journalists, professors, artists, thinkers, poets. 5 geese walk in unison over ice. Others drift in the oval where ice is melted. Near the lake's far, shady bank, still others rest, heads tucked into their bodies. My feet are cold when his radio words enter me. My toes curl beneath my chair. My socks and sweater are navy blue and soft. My black cat in the seat beside me purrs, mewing a bit, and bumping the cat, the top of her head against my elbow. A fragment, a boat sinking off the coast of Samos. All at once, the whole flock rises, their wide wings flickering shadows on ice. Gusting wind, rusty oak leaves wobble wildly, but do not fall. Oppressed on Lesbos, Sappho wrote her daughter, I have no embroidered headband for your clays. Fragments of clothing, plastic or wood on the water's surface. 24 dead, 9 of them children, yesterday alone. The tea kettle wails to my soul, aflame, aflame. A video shows ambulances racing from the quay. A fragment of understanding, words in Arabic, Greek, English, fake life preservers piled on the beach. Taman Azam, musical name, Photoshop Gustav Klimt's The Kiss over a bombed out Syrian building. Ancient walls are new. Fabric of craters, the kiss on ghosts of living quarters. Even so, the parents tie a bright ribbon around their little daughter's head before they go aboard the unsafe boat. Today, the sun makes gray ice and clouds luminous silver, though some would call it white. Today, an African violet bloomed and looks out from a corner of window pane at bird feeders swinging in a breeze, geese huddled on the ice. Tonight, another freeze. The hours of sun become glowing fragments in wintertime. Crowded raft, another behind it, rescuers with red vests wade out. A bottle of water, a snack, some dried shoes and clothes offered from bins lining the beach where once were chaise lounges and generous umbrellas. Samos, Rhodos, Kos, Leros, Lesbos. In the State Historical Society of Missouri hangs the painting, Order Number 11. The guide explains the self-emancipated slaves who are fleeing toward us out of the picture plane were refugees. A boy and a man who hides his face in his hands, a wide-eyed boy in rags. The candles burning on my dining room table are for memory, oh, transporting scent. No, the little flames focus intention inside, where there are no borders. House sparrows fight over birdseed. They came from Europe. They kill off the native bluebirds. Somewhere in Syria, Yazidi women are slaves. The enterprising refugees gathered discarded pool toys, life preservers so-called, fashioned them into purses and messenger bags. The sewing machines, gifts from the people of Lesbos, where Sappho wrote poems not intended to be fragments. The bright ribbon reminds me of those days when our enemies were in exile. On the high hill above the beach and ruined rafts and wooden boats and full graveyards, people from all over the world gather life jackets and water wings and form an enormous peace sign, a sign made of life preservers, preserve life, a sign to be seen by people from the air, breathing air.